cholera is a fast-acting bacterial infection that can kill within hours if left untreated. It thrives in areas of overcrowding, where there is a scarcity of safe water and poor sanitation. The UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, recently announced that some of its protection of civilian sites, which welcome people fleeing violence, are now home to tens of thousands more individuals than originally designed to hold. This is the case of the site in Malakal, a city located in Upper Nile State, where the risk of cholera transmission has also increased due to the rainy season. UNMISS spokesperson Ariane Cantier highlighted recent progress made by the UN and its agencies to fight cholera. She said only one person has died since the 27th of July.
The epidemic, which was at its peak in end of June, has been subsiding since then regularly, and we are maybe, hopefully, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. We are going to send vaccines to Madagascar, and people in Madagascar will have the cholera vaccination. The campaign is going to start as soon as we've got the vaccines in Madagascar. We've done that in Juba, we've done that in Bor, and hopefully the spread of the disease is going to be contained.
The UN's access to Malakal was very limited until 4 days ago, when UNMISS was given barge and plane access to deliver more food and medicine. According to WHO, effective cholera case management can reduce the fatality rate to less than 1%. Dr. Joseph Wamala is a public health expert based in the capital, Juba. He's been working with WHO to prevent further transmission of the disease.
We've set up a number of cholera treatment facilities in the high transmission areas. And we also have a network which can quickly be accessed through a hotline to quickly get to the nearest center for treatment.
In 2014, South Sudan witnessed a similar outbreak that affected more than 6,400 people and claimed 160 lives. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.